For just a moment, forget about rhetorical warnings and economic sanctions. An event is coming soon that may be the biggest reality check North Korea gets every year. Next month, we'll bring a set of annual joint military exercises involving U.S. and South Korean forces. The maneuvers, called Key Resolve Full Eagle, are the biggest combined military exercises on the Korean Peninsula, among the largest in the world. Last year's operations lasted nearly 8 weeks, and according to a Defense Department news release, involved approximately 17,000 U.S. forces. The Korea Herald quotes a South Korean military official as saying more than 300,000 of its military personnel took part. The drills involve ground, air, naval, and special operations forces. Last week, the Joseon Ilbo reported this year's exercises will be even bigger than last year's and are expected to include an aircraft carrier fleet and B-1 bombers. That information came before North Korea's latest missile launch this weekend. The Pyongyang government always condemns the military exercises. This year's no exception. Earlier this month, a spokesman for North Korea's Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of the Fatherland warned of a catastrophic outcome if the maneuvers take place as scheduled. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.